You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is -4.5. The Vikings -4.5, 10 to 11. With the Bears +4.5, 10 to 11. The Vikings 5-1, while the Bears are 1-6. And the Vikings lost for the first time last week against the Philadelphia Eagles, when pretty well fancied on the spread there. Well, the Bears lost on Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers, and they've now lost three straight matches. As far as this series is concerned, Minnesota have won the previous three games against Chicago and five of the past seven meetings. When I saw this line, Gil, I thought it would be higher. I thought the Minnesota Vikings would have to give up more. What was your initial reaction to seeing 4.5?
Well, it was 6 earlier in the week, and now it's 4.5. So it's really the move that's been interesting. Let me sort of review a couple games that I had from last week that I got wrong. I had Tennessee last week against the Colts. I had the Vikings against the Eagles. And in both cases, we got kind of crushed, at least with the Titans. Late in that game, we got kind of crushed. Minnesota just crushed from the outset against Philadelphia. And you sort of have to review that, and you sort of say to yourself, well, was I wrong, or do I maintain my conviction? In the case of the Titans, I was absolutely maintaining my conviction last night. You know, the Vikings, though, have a problem, which makes it very hard to sort of keep going with them, which is, as great as their defense has been, we talk about what are really the great units in the NFL, the Dallas offensive line for sure. Well, the Vikings' defense in its entirety has been great, and they're one of the great units or great sides of the ball in the NFL this season. But their offense, if we're to be fair, their offensive line is the opposite of the Cowboys' offensive line. They are terrible. The Vikings' offensive line, by the way, this applies to the Seahawks as well. The Seahawks' Achilles is their offensive line. But the Vikings' offensive line only returned one starter from last year. And, you know, Bradford fumbled 4 times last week. I referenced Football Outsiders earlier. Their running game, the Vikings, that is, dead last in DVOA, and it's really not about losing Adrian Peterson. It's not about losing Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not sure that those guys would have much more success behind this O-line. At least we shouldn't expect that they would. And Sam Bradford's QBR, I talked about QBR, a scale from 0 to 100, 50 being average. His QBR, when pressured this season, because of that line, a league low 2.9. That's barely registering. And by the way, he hasn't faced a particularly high amount of pressure, just the 14th highest pressure rate in the NFL. So the Vikings have a lot of problems, and that's as good an explanation as to why this line is moving from 6 to 4.5. It might also be moving, Dave, because, you know, the pouty elephant in the room is that your friend Jay Cutler's coming back for this one. Is he worth the 1.5 to the line? I don't know.
I'm not sure either, Gil. I'd say no, actually, if I had to take a wild stab at that, because he's taking over from Brian Hoyer, who broke his arm last week against the Packers. And you mentioned something on your podcast about the reaction, or his reaction to the question when asked, does John Fox trust you at quarterback? And basically he said, well, he's got no choice now. He's got to trust me.
Yeah, he said, you don't have a choice, I guess, at this point, which is just Jay Cutler being very emotional. I just don't know. The guy like Cutler, he and Eli Manning, their face and body language just, you know, doesn't allow them to hide their emotions, rather really feeling, doesn't really inspire confidence in their fans. But, you know, Cutler is an improvement over Brian Hoyer. Let's give him his due. He's an improvement over anyone that the Bears could put in there, certainly over Matt Barkley, because Cutler does one thing that those guys, certainly Hoyer, doesn't strike the fear in spreading the field against opponents. He can certainly be efficient, but no one is scared that he's going to just, you know, power his arm through them with long balls. Cutler can do that. And Alshon Jeffrey has not scored a touchdown yet this season. Alshon Jeffrey's a Pro Bowl wideout, not a single touchdown through the first 7 games of the season. Part of the reason why Chicago ranks last in scoring with just 15.9 points per game. You would think that the Bears would go into this game and say, all right, let's get the ball to Alshon, and no one's better to do that than Jay Cutler.
We've got to remember, though, Jay Cutler's not played since week number 2, Gil, and if he's rusty at all, if there's any sort of ring rust there, going up against the Vikings defense, they will find him out quickly.
Absolutely. Listen, defense for the Vikings. We talked about the Atlanta offense. Well, the Vikings defense is just has a litany of great stats, right? Number one in yards per play allowed, 4.4. 16 takeaways, including 9 picks and 7 fumble recoveries. They lead the NFL in turnover ratio to the Vikings at plus 11 because of that defensive prowess. They're tied with Seattle for number one in scoring defense, just 14 points allowed per game. And through 6 games, the Vikings are holding opposing quarterbacks to a ridiculously low total QBR of 25.6, again, scored out of 100. And Mike Sando, who I've quoted on this show many times, he lets us know, he's also at ESPN, he lets us know that the Vikings became the first team since 2006 to hold his first 5 opponents beneath 17 points. And then last week, even while they were getting crushed by the Eagles, the Vikings' offense was really what was to blame. The defense added 16.2 expected points, which happens to be their season best. So even in defeat, the Vikings' defense is still operating on all cylinders. And yes, Jay Cutler's got to go up against that. So with the Vikings, you have this Jekyll and Hyde team, a really great defense, a really suspect offense, and really their recipe for success is just don't turn the ball over offense. As soon as they start turning the ball over, anything's possible. Even the Bears could beat them. But the key to the Vikings, just be efficient on offense. Don't turn the ball over. Just don't jack up what the defense can do for you.
4.5 the number, Gil.
4.5 the number. Tough to bet on the Bears. Just so tough. Not a game I love because of those question marks on offense for the Vikings. Gun to head, give me the Vikings.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.